Case number 10,499, Telemann Corporation, east of Road 275, 650 feet south of Road 276, being lot 3, a special use exception for a daycare center.
Names and addresses, please.
My name is Gary Johnson. My address is 17261 Queen Anne Road, Lewis, Delaware.
My name is Doris Resek. I live at 24588 Peter Kings Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Spell your last name, please.
R-I-Z-E-K.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
What is your first name?
Doris.
Doris, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And you're requesting a special use exception for for daycare?
Yes. We've been trying to relocate the center that we had at Belltown. It's a Head Start center there. Okay. And trying to find a lot in that area has been really a challenge to us. And finally, I think we found the right location for this child care center, Head Start center.
Okay.
Some of the specifics about the center. Presently, we run we're from Telemann Head Start. We actually have centers in 11, we run centers in 11 states, and we run all the Head Starts in Kent County and Sussex County at this time. The reason we're trying to relocate is because we're currently leasing the facility that we have in Belltown. This facility is about 2 miles away from our present location, so this has been a two-year process trying to find different place so that we could actually purchase and then build a larger center that we have. Right now, we only have a center with one classroom. We want to have just two classrooms in this facility.
Office space.
Right. And we will not have any more than, it'll be 17 children in each classroom. We'll have an AM and PM. We transport the children back and forth as part of our Head Start responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
The location is really good because it's convenient for the parents. We're trying to make sure that our parents don't have any hardship. And one of the reasons that we want to expand is because we have a waiting list and we're not able to service all the children in the Lewis, Milton, and Rehoboth area that have needs for Head Start services. I know it says daycare, but really all of our staff, we have teachers. They have to have degrees in their classrooms. They're not just anybody off the street. We have very rigorous qualifications. Everyone that's employed by Telemann has to go through, fingerprinting, background checks. We're trying to make sure that all the kids are safe. So we're trying to make sure that we, like I said, we can service more of our families in this particular area.
Okay. And your property has been rezoned. You got the approval for that too then? I noticed.
Probably be rezoned.
You need approval for that? You did.
Yes,
get that.
That's what we're asking.
We're asking for a variance.
A variance for change of use, yes.
Change of use.
Okay. And you said, again, you're going to have two classrooms now?
Yes, there'll be two classrooms in the building. Yes.
And the ages are?
We service children between the ages of 3 and 5.
Three to five. And it's going to be 8 to 5 o'clock. 3,000 square foot building.
Okay, yeah, ours will be 8 to 5?
Ours will be 8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
The center will be open from September to May. It's not open during the summer.
Okay.
These are half day sessions. You said something about AM and PM, so you
right.
Usually 8 to 12 and 12 to 4.
Correct.
The
morning AM children come in, they are from 8 to 12. The PM children are from 12 to 4. And the reason we say 5, because we have to take the children home, and we make sure some of the parents might come by to pick up their children. But the majority of the children right now, we transport.
Why would it be just from May to September?
Because it's a school schedule. It's a preschool program. So we serve, unless we decided that the needs exist for wraparound daycare, then we will open all year round. But as of now, the center that we are operating in Belltown, we're only doing a half a day class, PM and AM.
And also, we're required to have the center open 180 days to meet the school, the education criteria.
160.
160? No, 180. I'm sorry, 160.
It's a school schedule. We follow the school schedule.
So your other facilities in Delaware are the same way?
Yes. Right now, we currently operate 12 centers in between Kent County and Sussex County.
All licensed facilities.
But, I mean, they have the same requirement as far as the number of days. They're not year-round, then.
Right.
We have some centers serve year-round children. Yes, we do.
We have the one.
We have more than one. No.
You say you do have plans in the future to have this year-round, or?
If the services that we provide is based on the community needs. So if during the community assessment a few years from now, the community needs a wraparound child care, then we will do that. But as of now, we're asking, the funding that we have are only for two classrooms, AM and PM.
So you understand that if we approve it with that stipulation, then you
yes.
have to come back
yes.
for any
yes.
additional?
Yes, we've been through that many times.
Okay.
We just want to make sure that you understand
yes.
it now.
Yes, right? Yes. This
okay.
is very clear that.
Okay, the hours, the days, ages, September, May. Okay, are there any, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Boardman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
11.
Okay. Do we have a spokesman for the group or all of those who would like to speak? Would you please come forward at this time to be sworn in? Again, is there anyone else again who would like to speak? Please come forward at this time.
You need to turn that in down there.
Name and address.
Betty Deacon, 18201 Hickory Lane, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Get these other folks. Okay. We'll get
anyone else would like to speak, please come forward.
Names and addresses.
Flendon Jackson, 33372 Mackenzie Way.
Lewis.
Yep.
Shirley Ford, 17709-4 Brighton Drive, Eagle Point.
Okay.
Lewis.
I need y'all to come back before
okay.
you disappear. I got one. One straggler. Name and address.
Stephen Smith, 17649 Pointer Drive, P1.
Okay. And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay. I want my yes to be yes. And I swear.
Well,
it's legal in court. I've been in court.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I noticed you have something there. That
yes.
You feel free to use that easel.
Okay.
It's there.
I guess my first question would be, is this request coming to the right place? Is this land zoned for a daycare center? I'm not sure that it is, so that's a question for the board.
Let us answer that. It's zoned agricultural residential, and they're requesting a special use exception to allow that.
I see, and that's then
that's
has to come
here.
Through the board.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in Sandy Bray, a development along Plantation Road. I'm using an old Dell Dot map here because it really fits my means. I've given you a sheet of paper, and it tells you the developments that are along Plantation Road. This starts at Route 9 down to Route 24. That's how long Plantation Road is. There's 10 developments. If you walk through these, we got 26 individual homes interspersed throughout the area. We have 80 sites, but 66 homes currently built in Summercrest. We have 48 in Woods Cove. We have 59 in Adelaide's Estate. We have 259 in Sandy Bray. And then we have Plantations East with 379. The Plantations is 232. Henlopen and Landing is 190. Seawood is 56. That's off of Robinsonville Road, but they use Plantation Road also. Gosling Creek is 82. And Morning View is 27. So we have 1,438 homes along Plantation Road. Where this property sits is right adjacent to Israel United Methodist Church. There is no road that goes into there. It's a sign there right by the church that says Mackenzie Way. That is not a public road. It's dirt with gravel on it and several potholes. There's another zoning request up, and I don't know whether the folks who want this property know this, but there's another zoning request up before the zoning board to put 218 apartments, cottages at Arbordale, in the rear of Israel United Methodist Church on top of a brownfield. And that's in great controversy right now because we've given our testimony as a community about what's there. So I think that one of the things we need to think about is, do they have the ability to even begin to develop that site the way they want to? There is no money for a road. We've wanted other roads, and there is no money for those. And do you want to have your children in daycare sitting next to a brownfield, which we don't know yet whether that can be built or not, and whether it can be actually cleaned up? So I'm testifying on behalf of the Sandy Bray Homeowners Association. We're very concerned about this site because we don't want people living on top of it, and we certainly don't want children who would be in the area playing around it. Thank you very much.
Are there any questions?
And what kind of field did you say it was?
It's a brown field. It's the old Jackson pit. There's a gentleman who's going to testify from Israel United Methodist Church, and he can tell you because he was around when it was when the dump was being created.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You want me to leave this up here?
If you would like.
If you'd like to, ma'am. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Again, for the record, again, my name is Glendon Jackson. I live at 33372 Mackenzie Way, which is adjacent, next property adjacent to this proposed daycare center. I was born and reared in this area. I've been there all my life. I'm here, if you don't mind, I'm wearing two hats tonight. I'd like to read something, if you don't mind, from the Israel United Methodist Church.
Okay.
I'll go with that first, and then if you don't mind, I'd like to change hats and put on my personal hat.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
This is a letter from the Israel United Methodist Church, which I am a member of, and I am the trustee president. Administrative Board Chairman, which is Harvey C. Morris, was not able to be here tonight. He's has an illness, so if you don't mind, I will read this in its entirety. And I do have one for the board, and I have one each here for each member. Opposition to the Telemon Corporation special use exemption for a daycare center, case number 10499. We, the members of Israel United Methodist Church, a well-preserved historical site for over 150 years, oppose the Telemon Corporation's application for placement of a daycare center on Mackenzie Way Road, the same road for the proposed Arbors of Cottesdale Apartments, which we have previously opposed. And as it was stated, it was 216 units, I believe. We believe that the welfare of children, parents, and citizens should take precedence over any future business application for this roadway due to the traffic issues and questionable safety concerns for the children listed below. Number one, how many children will be housed at this facility? Two, will the facility incorporate a school bus stop for children to be picked up or dropped off at a daycare to and from school by bus? And if so, where would the bus stop be placed? Three, will this facility be fenced in all around for the safety of the children to stay within the facility's boundaries and not exit to the access road? Who will take the responsibility if children exit the property on this access road on any given day without the facility's knowledge? Four, if a right turn lane is implemented onto Plantation Road, how would this interfere with the church cemetery, being that the church cemetery is only 30 feet away from the 50-foot right-of-way on McKenzie Way Road? How does a daycare center comply with the character and heritage of the church and pre-existing housing in the surrounding area? The entrance to and exit from the church parking lot areas, which are on both sides of the church, already pose a congested and dangerous pathway onto Plantation Road. The proposed daycare center would share the only access road in and out with the proposed apartment complex, if approved, and with a greater volume of project construction operation and deliveries. Therefore, we feel it is extremely unwise to add to the traffic congestion that is already present. We trust the commission will take into consideration the historical preservation of Israel United Methodist Church and the cemetery which surrounds the property, and strongly urge you to please decline approval of this daycare center or any future business applications for this property. The future of assuring that our citizens and children live in a safe environment remains within the power of your decision. So please protect our community and roadway. Sincerely, Harvey C. Morris, Administrative Board Chairman, Glendon Jackson, Trustee President, Betty J. Street, Recording Secretary. As it was said prior to me coming up here, we've been here prior and on the proposed development of the arbors, which we strongly are against. As I said, I've lived here all my life. I actually, this property in question that I live on and the arbors of Cottage Dale wants to build on, and also this daycare center, all this property at one time was owned by my uncle and aunt. It was an old burl pit back there that they hauled dirt out of and then actually backfilled it with garbage, concrete, asphalt, household garbage, and construction trash, and so forth. There's a lot of stuff back there. But at any rate, my main concern is the traffic. It is terrible on Plantations Road. I live, like I said, on McKenzie Way. There's two other houses on McKenzie Way. And to get out on Plantation Road in the summer and pretty much getting to be year rain is terrible. Even if we come out onto Plantation Road, turn left and go towards 24, I even recommend to my family not to do that because of traffic. You're crossing two lanes of traffic, and it's almost impossible. It's a dangerous situation. I know it's a lot of development coming down the pike. I don't know what's going to be approved, what won't be approved. I don't feel that this location for this child care center is going to be a very good place with all the traffic in and out. And if I understood them correctly, it's going to be open from 8 a.m. to 5, Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
September to May to start out with, and possibly all year, depends on the needs. They will have two sessions or two times a day. There'll be traffic coming in, or actually before 8 o'clock in the morning to be coming in, 12 o'clock to be going out, 12 o'clock come in, 4 o'clock going out. That's a lot more traffic on this 50-foot right of way coming off of Plantation Road. It's a lot more traffic, and we're talking with children here and so forth. I do really believe and feel that it's an unsafe condition we're setting ourselves up for. I was said by the applicants that they wanted to make the children safe. I don't feel this is making them safe to do this. At any rate, I want to take the opportunity, like I said, to plead with you to please not to approve this. This is, as it was stated, I believe, earlier by, I believe, Mr. Hudson maybe said that it's an agricultural residential district. It's been that way for years and years and years. I, being next door to this proposed daycare, and in my mind, just trying to visualize the picture, whatever, I'm sure that'd be a lot of lighting for security reasons or what have you, which is going to be right next door to me, which I can't visualize that. A lot of traffic going by my driveway and so forth. So I feel that it's not the right place for this. I'm not saying there's not a need. I'm sure there is a need, but I don't feel that this is a location with one way in, one way out, and any future development that might be on this McKenzie Way. That's all I have. If you have any questions of me, I'll be more than happy to answer them. Concerning the property, concerning the landfill or brownfield, or whatever.
Now, this again, this brownfield, is that going to be right next to it, where they want to?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to, we're over here. Don't mind me.
No, that's fine.
Beaver Dam Road. Henlope Lane. Okay, here we go.
Here's yeah. The church.
Right.
Church, okay.
Right. This is the church.
Right.
Right here. This is Plantation Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I live about approximately right here. Okay. The daycare center is going to be here. The brownfield is this area here. So from here to basically here.
Right.
Can everyone see that? Okay.
Okay.
What else is along McKenzie Road there on that 50-foot road?
McKenzie Road, there's a house right on the very corner of McKenzie Way and Plantation Road, right on the very corner. I'm the next house behind it on McKenzie Way. Then there's this vacant lot, which they're proposing for the daycare center. Then there's a house here on this lot. And then there's a house here on this lot. And then, like I said, this is all what's proposed for 216 units.
Okay, so that,
to be placed, and this is the brownfield area.
Is that exactly where the 216 units is proposed? Right on the brownfield.
Right on the brownfield.
On the brownfield.
What's the status of it right now? You know,
it's we've been over here to the planning and zoning. They deferred it. We went to the county council. They've deferred it. So right now it's up in the air. Don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully, it's not going to be approved, but we don't know that yet.
And how does that project propose to egress and ingress? Same
all,
McKenzie Way?
Yes,
McKenzie
sir. Way? So this is a unique situation here. All of this is one way in, one way, and it's only off of Plantation Road, which is McKenzie Way here. It's a 50-foot right of way. Which is, to me, I don't know what the rules are, what kind of right-of-way or entrance, you know, as far as the width or whatever it's supposed to be, but 50 foot's not much when you're talking about that kind of traffic and so forth.
It's not state-maintained?
No, that road is not state-maintained. It's, as it was previously stated, it's a dirt lane. And when it was said that it's potholes, I can concur it is potholes. The property, I have a right-of-way to get to my property. I don't own the right-of-way or the McKenzie Way. It's owned by the developer for this Branfield area, mm-hmm. Which are not doing a good job of keeping the roadway up, but anyhow. As I was saying, if they had another exit or something, that might be different, but this is the only way in, the only way out, and this map doesn't quite justify what I want to show you, but it's a little wider up here, but the farther you get to the Plantation Road, it narrows down. And like I said, when you get to the road, actual Plantation Road, it's only 50 foot. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's a lot of traffic, and this is a very, very busy road, Plantation Road. Not to mention the Shady Nook Road, which goes off Plantation Road over to Route 1, where the Grand Slam Grottoes or whatever is. Mm-hmm. That, in the summertime, that traffic trying to get out onto Plantation Road, I've seen it backed up all the way to Grottoes and trying to get out on Plantation Road. It's a nightmare. It really is, though. And I just can't visualize bringing kids in and out of Arab all day long with the traffic and so forth. It's just an unsafe condition, for them, I'm sorry. Any other questions?
I guess the Brownfield, you can talking about, that won't be affecting the kids, any.
I would have no idea, sir. It's in the general vicinity. Like I said, the Brownfield is here.
Yes.
And this is the entrance and exit here, and the proposed daycare is here. So you're talking from the proposed daycare back to the Brownfield, you're talking maybe 3 football fields.
It's not affecting anybody else in the neighborhood, though, has it? I mean,
sickening anyone?
Yes.
Not to my knowledge, it has not, no. So, but the point is, the problem is, I don't know what's going to, it's not been determined yet what's going to happen, whether they're talking about cleaning it up, moving it, how much has not been determined, all of it. I don't think that's going to, is what they're looking at. They're looking at taking some of it out. How much, I can't tell you. None of that's been hashed out.
I think it affected the kids. I thought it was right on top of it or something, but it's not.
The proposed daycare center?
Yeah.
Is not on, actually right on top of the Brownfield, no. It's in close proximity, but it's not on it, no.
Because there are other houses down there, too. It's not on it.
Well, it's, yes, two other houses down here. Actually, the one in the back is where my uncle and aunt used to live, and it's been bought, but no one's actually living in it at the time, but someone is living in the house on the other side of this proposed daycare.
You really want the traffic and getting in and out.
That's my main concern. I know, like I said, I've been there all my life. I've lived on, actually, the Israel Church is here. When I was growing up, I lived on this side of Israel Church, and now I'm on this side of Israel Church. And like I said, I've worked with my uncle back here and so forth, and lived here all my life. All this has been farmland and so forth over the years, and this was a borrow pit.
Thank you.
So your concern is it's safety for the children and the traffic, the congestion of the traffic, and trying to utilize that road and getting out.
Yes.
From Grottoes and one right where you're at.
And if I don't know if this is going to, the Arbor's Cottage deal is going to be approved, whether it won't or whatever, but at some point in time, it depends on what gets approved back then, how much traffic we're talking. I won't even be able to get out of my own driveway, get on McKenzie Way to get on to Plantation.
That's right. It's only going to make the situation, I guess, and worse. But look, if it's 216 or even 200, they've got to go by that every day.
Exactly. One way in, one way out, and all of it's right by my driveway. I think about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it was a proposed development. It was a lot less density. It was only 80 units. Mm-hmm. Now they've come back and went for 216 units. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, big difference.
Big difference, yes, sir.
Big difference.
Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board?
Okay. I'll give these to...
Yes, if you'll give them to the secretary, please.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am.
Hi.
I'm Shirley Ford, and I live at Eagle Point, and I'm with the Eagle Point Coalition, and we are objecting to this daycare to be proposed, that's proposed here. We have been before the planning and zoning and before the council regarding the Arbus of Cottagedale, and we're in opposition to that. You're talking about an 18-acre brownfield, all right, that they're going to build on. Nobody knows what's in there. There have been talk about, you know, methane gas, which they're proposing they will vent. We're talking about maybe chromium, and the extent hasn't been determined yet exactly what is in there. We all use Shady Road coming out of Eagle Point. It's on, you know, behind the brownfield and behind Grottos and behind Home Depot. And we come out on Shady Road. 90% of the time, we take a left and go down Plantation Road rather than fight all year round, you know, and rather than fight the highway. If the Arbus goes through, you're talking about 900 to 1,000 residents. By their estimation on the preliminary land use application, it's 1,725 average day trips on a weekday. 1,725 on their preliminary, on the plus application, by their estimation. In March, they sent a letter to Lawrence Lank, the engineers, their engineers, and they estimated at that time 1,425. If you average the two together, it's an exorbitant amount, either one. Coming out on McKenzie Way, going right, going left on Plantation Road, and this is a weekday. And it's all year round, you know, Plantation Road. It's just not the right place to put a daycare or a child facility. You're talking, it's a very short distance between there and the methane gas. It's going to be exposed more, you know, and the toxins, they're not sure how much they can get out of there. They're not sure what they're going to do with it yet. So it's really not an ideal situation for a daycare. And we are opposed to it. Okay. Any questions?
Yes, how long has Eagle Point been in existence?
I think 5 years. We are 120 units when we're finished. We have two more buildings, I believe, and we have 32 acres. This is proposing to put 216 units. There's an 18-acre plot, but they're actually going to build on 10 acres. They're going to put it on 10 acres. Okay. The nine buildings will be on 10 acres.
This isn't a hearing about
farmers. I understand this is about
a daycare center.
This is
explain to the board perhaps how you believe that will affect your property.
My property?
Yeah.
The daycare center?
Right.
I'm worried about the traffic. Well, as we as residents have, you know, we use this road.
Don't you think everybody said the same thing 5 years ago when you guys came into Eagle Point? I mean, Mr. Jackson's lived in this place all his life, and how can you, just having been living here for 5 years, come in and complain about everybody else moving in after you?
We are concerned about, it just seems to be escalating, you know, the traffic. Do you travel on Plantation Road?
Matter of fact, I do.
Okay. It's pretty bad. And that's all we're saying, you know. We have concerns about it and concerns for the children. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Stephen Smith. I live in Eagle Point also. Just a couple of points. Number one, when we appeared before planning and zoning and then the county council, one of the two meetings, my representative, Pete Schwarzkopf, came into this room, spoke to the individuals, and said, in regard to the traffic, that there had been a number of proposals for the Plantation Road, and there were a couple of different ways of accessing after you came down off of Nassau Bridge. He said, forget all of that in regard to the traffic that would occur if the Arbus went in, which would have to access on this one little road. He said, forget the next 5 or 10 years. There is no money from the state for a traffic light, for widening, for access and turning, etc. Another consideration just in regard to the well-being of children on that road. One of our residents is a chemical engineer, and he gave testimony about the various information that is available right now in regard to the aquifer underneath that brown field. And actually, there are two different aquifers within a mile or so, half mile, that merge. If they don't have water from tide water into that property, they're going to have to dig a well. And with what's down in the ground and what they think is down in the ground, that's something that needs to be considered also, gentlemen. That's my testimony.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions from any of the members?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, one other thing. Back to a Colombo. Nobody said anything about the fact that a quarter mile down the road is low.
If you're going
to
speak.
Back up here, sir. If you want to speak, I'd like for you to come back up, sir, so I can get on record.
No one made mention of the fact that a quarter mile down the road from the entrance into where the daycare would be is Lowe's store.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to state that we did, for the record, receive a letter from Israel United Methodist Church in opposition.
From the church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The church, I got a letter in opposition. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think this gentleman's asking if he can.
Can we answer some of the questions?
Yes, I was getting ready to call you. Senator Brooke Dennis. Yes, sir. You can come on. I'm just writing down his last comment, sir. Yes, sir. I was going to have you come up. I'd like for you to address some of their concerns, especially Mr.
Yes.
He's going to ask.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, you address us, please, and then if we need to, we can address those. Go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to for the board to know that we have been operating a child care center at a worst, what I can say, Stingy Lane in Belltown. Mm-hmm. It's also, I call it an alley because it's a one-way. Now it's nice because they build those big apartment building and they pay the area. So that also is a private access to where we are right now. For 5 years, we've been operating that daycare center very safely. We no safety issue there. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like I need to say that because it's things like a lot of the opposition are safety. And so we operate Hester Centers very safely for 20 years.
Would you please address the board?
For 20 years, we have operating Hester Centers, daycare centers in Delaware. We know safety issues, transporting children to school, back from home. We don't have the staff, like a school bus stop. We don't do that. We picked up children at their homes. These are preschool children. So we don't have a school bus stop in the middle of plantation.
What provisions will you have to keep the children on the grounds?
Okay. I'm the state property coordinator for Telemont. I do transportation and the facilities. Just to go back to what you're saying, currently where we're at, we're on Stingy Lane. It's one way in, one way out. It's on Route 9. Mm-hmm. Okay. Route 9 is a lot busier than Plantation Road. And so this is one that we operate on. We have not had any problems. We've been there for 5 years. And one of the things is all of our drivers have to go through 40 hours of training. It's not like regular schools. We have more training. As far as the school is concerned, the children are not allowed to go running around outside of the fence area. We are required by law to have the state laws, to have a fence that the children are in. When the children are loading and unloading on the bus, that we have staff out there. They go straight from the building straight to the bus. There's no wandering. Nobody gets to walk home. Nobody gets to do anything. Children are only released to their parents. They have to come into the center to pick up their children. As far as the bus is concerned, the buses pull up right, the way that it will be constructed, the bus pulls right in front of the center. And then the children unload from the bus straight into the center. They will not even be on McKenzie Way as far as that is concerned. The traffic, we're talking about two buses going on the road. We're not talking about 30, 40, 50 cars.
One bus.
Ma'am, let him talk first, please. I can't. listen to both of you.
I'm sorry,
I appreciate
I'm sorry.
It.
The reason I said two, because right now we use one, but if we had another classroom, we most likely will have to use two buses. It's not traffic in and out all day long, not at all, because of the fact that the children are in session. We don't allow people to come and go into the center. It's one of those things where we are very, very careful because we have stringent rules as far as daycare regulations in the state of Delaware and federal regulations that we have to follow. There's no ifs, ands, and buts.
So does that mean parents cannot pick their children up there?
Yes. Parents, when they come pick up the children, we'll have parking because we're going to be required to have X amount of parking in front of the building. They will come to the center, and they can pick up the children. They have to come inside. They pick up the child, and they take them. We're not allowed to let the children go unsupervised at any time.
I'm a little confused now because you're talking about a bus, and then you're talking about parents picking up their children themselves. Is that an either-or?
Right. That's an either-or. Majority of our parents prefer for us to pick up the children because then we take the cost. Also, the bus that we use is only... Also, the bus that we use are not 64-passenger bus, not 42-passenger bus. The bus that we have that currently takes the children is only a 17-passenger bus. It's like a DART bus, the paratransit bus. It's that size of a vehicle that we use to transport the children.
Okay. So now, where you're at now on Route 9, you only have one way to access that building?
Right, where we are. It's one way in, one way out. It's called Stingy Lane. There's the taxi service there on the corner, and we're at the very back of that, right next to the Santa Bar Village that they built right there in Lewis. That backs up to the back of where we are, and like I said, we have to go out on Route 9 every day. That's when a bus driver goes out, and we haven't had any problems whatsoever. I mean, we have safety first, but they make right-hand turns, and then they go ahead and do go about. We're not going to try to cross traffic, because anything can happen there. So, we do plan out the routes, which is the safest for whichever the children have to go.
So you feel that if a traffic impact study was done then on 9 versus Plantation Road, they'd equal out?
I think there would be more on Route 9 because I live there. I live right off of Nassau Road.
Mm-hmm.
And going over there's times when it is very difficult trying to get on 9, trying to go across the Nassau by the Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And turning right there. There is a lot of traffic there, but we're also looking at certain times of the day. Mm-hmm. In the morning, there's not quite as much traffic going away from Lewis as coming into Lewis because I drive that way every day. And then also what you're going to look at, too, is that, it's not a constant, they're making it sound like it's like car after car after car after car after car, but it's not because I go to the Lowe's over there, too, and I don't have any problem. As far as traffic goes,
what kind of requirements are there as far as drinking water and testing of the drinking water for your facility?
The water is we always have water tested. I mean, it's a requirement.
So you wouldn't feed children contaminated water?
No, okay. Because we have standards that we have to go to because the daycare license comes in and they require us to do testing.
Are we going to be connected to the city water? The town water. So I don't know if that's that contaminated water, but we have water.
So you've already investigated and made provisions for that?
Yes. If the car comes
down. You have city water where you're going to be going at?
Yes.
Tide water's going to be back there now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And let me say something, if I might. The size of the lot, we're talking about almost two acres of land. So that building is not going to be, we're going to have plenty of space there to even make the bus not back up. We can build so the bus will not have to back up anywhere in that McKenzie way.
Okay. Any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question for Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, I have a question for you, please. That'd be take yours.
If I heard them correctly, they said Tidewater is back there now?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It is not back there. I don't know where they're getting their information, but it's not Tidewater. It's not down in McKenzie Way.
Sir, do you have your own well?
Yes, sir.
And have you got it tested?
No, sir.
Never had it tested?
Never had mine tested, no. I don't. I've lived there at this present location like 30 years. When I moved there, I drove my own well by hand to a depth of 30 foot. And I didn't drink the water. I had the water tested, and they said it wasn't recommended to drink pregnant women drink or young children. Since then, I've built a new home, and I've driven a new well, and it's down like 100 foot. So, but I've never had it tested. I don't really drink the water. I drink bottled water. But it is not any water, Tidewater Utilities own McKenzie Way. Tidewater Utility goes down Plantations Road goes to Lowe's, and that's it. When Lowe's was built, they brought the line from Plantations down Plantations Road to serve Lowe's, and that's the only thing it serves on that end. It does not serve anything else. Speaking, the gentleman was talking about the traffic conditions is worse on nine than it is on Plantations Road. My response to that is nine is a lot different road than Plantation Road. It's a wider road. It's got shoulders. It's got traffic lights for your traffic and so forth. Are you going to catch brakes in there and so forth? You don't have that on Plantation Road. A lot of the people that come down to visit our fair state from upstate or in different states or whatever, a lot of them have found the back way to Route 24 and Rehoboth and so forth, and that is Plantation Road. Believe me, I've lived there all my life. I have seen the difference in the traffic patterns and so forth, not to mention the developments that was mentioned earlier along Plantation Road and more developments in the pipeline. So the traffic's not going to get any better. And also in response to the traffic, that's all good and well. If the state would keep up with the infrastructure and so forth for the building and so forth going on, that'd be one thing. But that's not happening. That is definitely not happening, whether, you know, you want to blame the state, whether you want to blame whoever. But and DelDOT, you know as well as I know, does not have any money to do anything. So the traffic, for as I'm concerned, is a lot worse on Plantation Road than it is on Route 9. I travel both roads all the time. Like I said, I've lived here all my life. I'll take Route 9 any day over Plantation Road traffic. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more quick question. Ahead, I just want to make sure Tidewater was moved their water down there just to serve Lowe's. They did not offer water service to you or any or Israel Church or anything. Sir. Okay.
No, sir. I believe.
Let's say, Lawrence, just do you remember from the P&Z hearing how Arbor's was going to be served?
They have a willing and able to serve letter from Tidewater. And I'm assuming that the same thing would be offered to Telemon. That's an assumption, but I haven't seen their offer. But they would have to serve. Actually, they have a water tower behind Home Depot.
Yeah, I know that's their franchise. I just don't know how far they'd go into extending the different properties.
The as far as the traffic, again, with the children and their safety, he stated first that it was going to be buses. Then he changed it. So it was going to be buses and the parents bringing their children. So it's going to be both, I'm understanding, I guess. Whether it's individual cars or whether it's 17 children in a bus. If that bus gets hit, then you got 17 children versus one child in a car. So, again, to me, it's just not safe either way. Cars, buses, whatever, just, to me, it's just not the way to go.
Right. One more question. The church, it's got its own water, too?
The church has its own well.
And so, well, do the kids drink their water too?
For the most part,
you don't drink that water at all?
No. No. We're only in church for an hour and a half, 2 hours at most.
You don't have any dinners or anything like that?
Not at there, no. We have the dinners down to what we call the Rabbits Ferry Community Center.
Okay.
We don't have it there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. All right, gentlemen, hearing no further opposition or taking questions. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll table case number 10,499. Just give you a chance to look at it, look at the roads and stuff around there.
Second. Enter our next regular meeting. This will be the 19th. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson. that we table case number 10,499 until our next regular meeting, which will be held on the 19th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion is carried. Okay, that's